This is the extended edition of the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. It's the 27th of April, 2013. Estás escuchando Coffee Break Spanish. You're listening to the Coffee Break Spanish magazine. My name is Mark, and I'm your host for this show. It's the very first episode of a new series, and we're delighted to be back. In this episode, Alba has an interesting question involving the verb ligar. JP and Nayeli are back with more listener questions, and I'm joined by a Chilean friend, Fernanda, who will be with us throughout this series to talk about Latin America. You can join Fernanda and me as we have a coffee and a chat in español, claro. All this and more in this week's episode of Bueno, como siempre, vamos a empezar con la parte de las entrevistas en las calles de Barcelona. Y para esta parte vamos a decir hola a Alba. Y parece que hoy tienes una pregunta muy interesante.
Hola, Marc. La pregunta de hoy es un poco más atrevida y estamos preguntando ¿cuál es tu forma favorita de ligar?
It is indeed a question. Atrevida, a daring question this week. What is your favorite way to chat someone up? What's your favorite method of pulling, we would probably say in the UK? Or what's your favorite chat up line? Let's see what our interviewees came up with for this question.
Mi forma favorita, pues, es muy básica. Yo creo que preguntar cualquier tontería e intentar hablar. Y pues hablar y hablar y seguir hablando.
Pues que ligo tanto que no sé, pero yo creo que la que más resultado me da es acercarme a una chica, guiñarle un ojo que no sé, así, y cae redonda a mis pies. Eso sí, se levanta enseguida porque me huele, pero cae redonda.
Soy muy malo ligando, entonces, ligando soy muy malo, muy malo. Yo espero que me liguen a mí, si no, pues nada, me voy a mi casa como todos los días.
La miradita,
sí, que te
una
quedas
encuesta
mirando.
Que sale.
Una encuesta falsa también.
Cosas así.
La sonrisa, te tocas así un poquito el pelo.
¿Se agarró?
Pues yo ya no me acuerdo. Y espero que tú tampoco.
Ya hace demasiado tiempo ya que no ligamos.
So some interesting answers there from the people that we spoke to in Barcelona. Okay, it's time now to go through these answers in more detail. I'll help you understand them and we'll talk about some of the words and phrases that the interviewees have used. Let's begin with the first answer.
Mi forma favorita, pues, es muy básica. Yo creo que preguntar cualquier tontería e intentar hablar. Y pues hablar y hablar y seguir hablando.
So this man's methods involve hablar, talking. And there's another example of where we use talking, the gerund form in English. And in Spanish, you would use the infinitive, hablar, hablar, y seguir hablando. Now, seguir hablando is interesting because seguir haciendo algo means to go on doing something, to continue doing something. You probably know already that seguir is the verb to follow. So, seguir hablando literally means to follow speaking. So, hablar, hablar y seguir hablando. Listen again to the first part of what this interviewee said.
Mi forma favorita, pues, es muy básica.
Es muy básica. Obviously, he's talking about la forma favorita, the favorite form or the way of chatting someone up. So, forma is feminine, therefore, básica has to also be feminine. So he has a basic method, and his method is?
Muy básica. Yo creo que preguntar cualquier tontería e intentar hablar. Y pues hablar y hablar y seguir hablando.
So he's suggesting that he basically asks something silly, strikes up a conversation, and then keeps talking. The word tontería means a triviality, something that's not important. It's linked to the word tonto, tonta, the adjective meaning silly, so a silly thing. It's also the word used for talking about a silly thing, something that you might do if you're messing around or fooling around. These would be tonterías. So he says he would ask any silly thing, preguntar cualquier tontería. Let's move on and listen to our second interview now. In this answer, you'll hear the expression caer redondo. Caer means to fall, and redondo literally means round. It can also be used to talk about a profitable business, for example, un negocio redondo. However, when they're combined together, caer redondo has a different meaning. See if you can work out what it means from the interviewee's answer. And of course, I should warn you that this one is very tongue-in-cheek.
Es que digo tanto que no sé, pero yo creo que la que más resultado me da es acercarme a una chica, guiñarle un ojo que no sé así y cae redonda a mis pies. Eso sí, se levanta enseguida porque me huelen, pero cae redonda.
The speaker begins by saying, es que ligo tanto que no sé. The thing is, I chat people up so much that I don't know. Obviously, he's been facetious here. But then he goes on to say, the method that works best for him is to get close to a girl and to wink at her.
Acercarme a una chica, guiñarle un ojo que no sé así y cae redonda a mis pies.
So acercarme a una chica, acercarse is linked to the word cerca, which means close, to get close to someone, acercarse a alguien, or acercarse in Latin American Spanish, obviously. Acercarme a una chica y guiñarle un ojo. So guiñar is the verb to wink. So guiñarle un ojo, so to wink at her. And then he says que no sea así. When he's winking, he's demonstrating his wink. And if you've seen the video, then obviously you'll understand what he's doing. So he doesn't want to wink in a particular way. But if he does that successfully, then cae redonda a mis pies. She literally keels over at my feet. She falls down in a heap at my feet. So with this particular method, the girl falls for him immediately. It's love at first sight. She falls for him immediately. Caer redonda, literally to keel over, and it can be used in that sense, but also it can have this romantic meaning that you fall for someone suddenly and immediately. Now he also adds something else. He's mentioned mis pies. Listen to what he says at the end.
Eso sí, se levanta enseguida porque me huelen, pero cae redonda.
He says, se levanta enseguida. She gets up straight away porque me huelen. Porque mis pies me huelen. Because my feet smell. So she falls at my feet, but then she gets up straight away because my feet smell. Okay, moving on to another interview. And we have heard this particular interviewee before. You may find his accent quite a challenge. Have a listen.
Soy muy malo ligando. Entonces, ligando soy muy malo, muy malo. Yo espero que me liguen a mí. Si no, pues nada, me voy a mi casa como todos los días.
So the key part of this answer is espero que me liguen a mí. Now, espero can mean I hope or I wait. So if you're waiting until someone does something, then you need to follow that with the subjunctive. So I wait for them to chat me up. Espero que me liguen a mí. The verb is ligar, L-I-G-A-R. So ligo, ligas, liga, ligamos, ligáis, ligan. But when it goes into the subjunctive, then the endings are going to have ease in them. So ligue, ligues, ligue, ligemos, ligáis, liguen. And of course, because we're talking about a G here, when written, this has a U in it as well. Otherwise, it would be lige, and we can't have that. It needs to be the hard G sound. So ligo, ligas, liga, ligamos, ligáis, ligan, in the indicative, but then ligue, ligues, ligue, liguemos, ligáis, liguen, in the subjunctive form. So espero que me liguen a mí. I wait for them to chat me up. It could also mean I hope that they chat me up, but I think given this guy's demeanor, probably he was waiting for them to chat him up. Listen again to the answer and we'll see if we can recognize anything else.
Soy muy malo ligando. Entonces, ligando soy muy malo, muy malo. Yo espero que me liguen a mí. Si no, pues nada, me voy a mi casa como todos los días.
He starts by saying he's very bad at chatting people up, and that's why he waits for them to chat him up. And if he doesn't have any success, pues nada, me voy a mi casa como todos los días. So if he has no luck chatting people up, then he goes home like every other day. Let's continue with the next interview. And this one features three teenage girls all talking at once, so it's quite a challenge.
La mirada,
sí, que te
una encuesta
mirando.
Que sale
una encuesta falsa también.
Cosas así.
La sonrisa, te tocas así un poquito el pelo.
Again, it's quite difficult to identify some of the things that the girls say in their answers. They mentioned una mirada, una miradita, a look, a little look. They also talked about una encuesta falsa. Now, the word encuesta means a survey. So what they're referring to here is the idea that if they like the look of someone, then they might pretend that they're doing a survey and they would go over and talk to that person using that as their false reason for speaking to the person. They also mention una sonrisa, a smile. Or perhaps, te tocas así un poquito el pelo. You touch your hair a little like this. And apparently, these methods work. Or so we're led to believe. Now, let's listen to our final interview.
Pues yo ya no me acuerdo. Y espero que tú tampoco.
Ya hace demasiado tiempo ya que no ligamos.
So the first response here was, yo ya no me acuerdo. I don't remember anymore. Obviously, the man is suggesting that it's been some time since he's chatted anyone up. And he also adds, espero que tú tampoco. I hope you don't either. And the lady then explains, hace demasiado tiempo ya que no ligamos. So this is using hace plus a time, in this case, demasiado tiempo, then que and the present tense. It is a certain amount of time since we have done something. In English, we use a perfect tense. It's so long since we have chatted anyone up. But in Spanish, you use the present tense. Hace demasiado tiempo que no ligamos. So this couple can't remember how they chat people up or what their best chat-up line is because it's so long since they've actually done any chatting up of anyone. We're going to now go back and listen to all five interviews again. Hopefully now you'll recognize much more of the language used.
Mi forma favorita, pues, es muy básica. Yo creo que preguntar cualquier tontería e intentar hablar. Y pues hablar y hablar y seguir hablando.
Pues que ligo tanto que no sé, pero yo creo que la que más resultado me da es acercarme a una chica, guiñarle un ojo que no sé así y cae redonda a mis pies. Eso sí, se levanta enseguida porque me huele, pero cae redonda.
Soy muy malo ligando, entonces, ligando soy muy malo. Yo espero que me liguen a mí, si no, pues nada, me voy a mi casa como todos los días.
Sin ligar.
La mirada,
sí, que te
una encuesta
mirando.
Que sale, una encuesta falsa también.
Cosas así.
La sonrisa, te tocas así un poquito el pelo.
Dios. Pues yo ya no me acuerdo. Y espero que tú tampoco.
Ya hace demasiado tiempo ya que no ligamos.
Vamos a volver al estudio. Anda, Marc, cuéntanos cuál es tu manera favorita de ligar.
Coffee break. Coffee break español. Mi manera favorita de ligar. Pues claro, es hablar románticamente en español. Okay, I think we really ought to move on now. Now, as I said earlier, we are going to be joined for this season of Coffee Break Spanish magazine by Fernanda from Chile. Now, Fernanda and I had a chat in a cafe earlier this week, and we've got this recording lined up now to play you of our conversation. Pues vamos a seguir con la segunda parte de la revista. Y como podéis escuchar, estamos en un café. Estoy aquí con una amiga mía chilena. y yo os presento a Fernanda. Hola, Fernanda, ¿qué tal?
Hola, muy bien, ¿qué tal?
Yo, perfecto, y muy contento de estar aquí contigo. Fernanda nos va a acompañar cada semana esta temporada de la revista y nos va a contar algunas cosas interesantes. Cuéntanos, ¿de qué vas a hablar durante toda esta temporada de la revista?
Bueno, durante toda esta temporada vamos a hablar de Latinoamérica. Vamos a viajar desde el sur hasta el norte de Latinoamérica.
Uy, un viaje entonces.
Sí.
Y entonces, ¿qué nos vas a contar de estos lugares?
Vamos a hablar de los lugares más famosos y más interesantes para conocer y también algunos tips e ideas de cosas que todos podemos hacer.
Entonces, si estuviera yo planeando un viaje a América Latina, eso sí que podría ser útil, ¿no?
Sí, todo va a ser muy, muy útil, así que tienes que anotar cada detalle.
Perfecto, pues entonces cuéntanos, ¿de qué vamos a hablar hoy?
Bueno, hoy vamos a empezar por el sur de Latinoamérica. ¿Sabes cuál es el lugar más remoto de Latinoamérica?
¿El lugar más remoto? Pues no.
Bueno, vamos a ir a Tierra del Fuego, en la Patagonia chilena.
¿No hay también una Patagonia argentina?
Sí, sí. La Patagonia se divide entre Argentina y Chile. Y la última parte de Tierra del Fuego está en territorio chileno, muy cerca de la Antártica. Mark, ¿sabías que Tierra del Fuego fue habitada por los Onas, que eran los nativos de esa tierra?
Eso no sabía.
Bueno, sí. Bueno, los Onas habitaron estas tierras hace más de 110 siglos.
¿110 siglos?
Sí, imagínate.
Sí.
Y hablaban, bueno, el idioma Yagán y eran un pueblo nómada de cazadores, recolectores también. Lamentablemente, este pueblo ya se extinguió hace 40 años. Ahora solamente quedan nativos mestizos. Bueno, mira, cuando vayas a la Patagonia, puedes hacer la ruta Selknam, que es la ruta de los Onas y combina historia, cultura y geografía. Todo se relaciona con este pueblo muy interesante de Sudamérica.
Muy interesante. ¿Qué más nos puedes contar de la Patagonia?
Bueno, la Patagonia fue descubierta por Fernando de Magallanes, que era un explorador portugués. Él fue el primer extranjero en ver Tierra del Fuego. Y por si no lo sabías, bueno, hay un estrecho que se llama el Estrecho de Magallanes, en su honor. Ese fue el primer canal en el cual podían pasar los barcos desde el Océano Atlántico al Pacífico, antes de tener el Canal de Panamá, tú sabes.
Muy interesante. Y dime, Fernanda, ¿podemos ver pingüinos en nuestro viaje?
Sí, claro que sí. Hay un parque que se llama Parque Pingüino Rey en Bahía Inútil. Existe un programa de turismo que lleva a gente a ver a los pingüinos. En este lugar único de Sudamérica podemos observar al pingüino rey sin perturbar su hábitat.
¡Qué impresionante que suena la Patagonia!
Sí, es un lugar maravilloso.
Pero como chilena, claro que tú lo vas a decir, ¿no?
Pues sí.
Bueno, muchas gracias, Fernanda.
Muchas gracias, Marc.
Y tenemos que invitar a todos nuestros amigos que vayan a Facebook y que nos pongan comentarios en el Facebook si ya han visitado la Patagonia.
Sí, también que nos dejen fotos.
Buena idea. Bueno, esto ha sido todo por hoy, contigo, por lo menos. Antes de que sigamos con la tercera parte de la revista, el Q&A Spanish, te voy a preguntar algo. ¿A dónde vamos la semana que viene?
Bueno, la semana que viene vamos a la tierra del tango. Nos vamos a Argentina.
¡Ay, ay, ay! ¡Qué bien! Pues hasta la semana que viene. Muchas gracias.
Nos vemos. Adiós.
Gracias, Fernanda. Thanks to Fernanda, and we hope that you've enjoyed this conversation. Okay, it's time for the third and final part of this week's magazine, and for this, I'm handing you over to JP and Nayeli in Seattle.
Thanks, Mark. This is JP and Nayeli from Q&A Spanish. Hola, Nayeli.
Hola, JP.
And our question today, Nayeli, is in audio form.
Hola, JP and Nayeli. I suspect that I might be asking one of those you just have to memorize it questions, but I'll give it a shot anyway. I learned French before I learned Spanish, and in French there's a de in so many places, and so I often insert a de in my Spanish where it doesn't belong. My husband and I actually have a running joke now for how often he has to say no de to me when I say something like mucho de dinero. Is there any place where Spanish uses de to refer to an amount of something? Or do I just need to cut it out of my expressions of quantity altogether? Please help me with my de addiction. Thank you.
Okay, quantities.
So what do you think, JP? I studied French before I studied Spanish.
You know what? I did too.
So I understand what she's saying.
Yes, she's talking about the French partitif. And the Spanish partitif, partitivo, is different.
I think it is. How do you explain this to her? Oh,
I can tell you that when we use the word they for quantities in Spanish, which we do, it's always with what we call a classifier.
Words like cantidad, kilo,
right.
Libras.
Mm-hmm. Now, these are all words that we use to measure. For example, let's talk about water for a second.
Okay.
Water is a mass noun in English and in Spanish too, el agua. When we talk about quantities of water, we use these classifier nouns like a teaspoon of water.
Una cuchara de agua.
A cup of water.
Una taza de agua.
Let's see, a bucket of water.
Una cubeta de agua.
How about 100 million gallons of water?
100 mil millones de galones de agua.
So here we use the word galones, cuchara, taza. We use all these classifier words that are nouns that help us measure water. We can also do it with money. We can say, I have a handful of money.
Tengo un puño de dinero.
Wow, a fistful of dollars.
A fistful.
How about, I have a suitcase full of money.
Tengo una maleta de dinero.
All right. And we're using the word de with these other nouns that help us measure, these classifier nouns. We can call them, actually in Chinese, we call them measure words. But nobody
measure
cares about
words.
That.
Oh, okay. No, we're not doing Chinese
no, we're
Q&A.
Not. So we can talk about quantities of water or money or pizza or whatever without these measure words. But what happens is in Spanish, then you don't use the de. So I can say a lot of water.
Mucha agua.
A little water.
Poca agua.
Too much water.
Demasiada agua.
Okay. In all those cases, when you're not using measure words, we don't use they. All right, folks, before I send you back to Mark in Scotland, I want you to know that if you have a question for us, you can come to our website, which is qandaspanish.com. That and is spelled out. So qandaspanish.com. Or you can find us on Facebook, and that's actually where most of the discussion happens, just right on our Facebook page, Q&A Spanish. All right.
Let's send it back to Mark.
Muchas gracias, JP y Nayeli. That is where we're going to leave it for this week. We hope that you enjoyed this first episode of our new season and that you'll continue to enjoy each episode as we release it on a weekly basis. Don't forget that you can head over to radiolingua.com/CBSMag and find out more about how you can get more out of this series. We'd also like to remind you that there's lots of discussion about the content of this episode and indeed about lots more on the Coffee Break Spanish Facebook page. So in addition to Q&A Spanish, we also have a Coffee Break Spanish Facebook page. So please do go over there. And as Fernanda suggested, if you've ever been to Patagonia, then please do post some photos on the page if you can. We'll be back again next week. In the meantime, please feel free to leave a review on iTunes. Let us know what you think of the magazine. Muchas gracias y hasta la próxima. Coffee Break Español. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.